Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Since the Endangered Species Act became law in 1973, more than 1,300 animals and plants have been put on the list to preserve them and protect their habitat. But from the very beginning, opponents, principally mine owners and lumber companies, have tried to change the law. And now, in its final months in office, the Bush administration is proposing sweeping revisions to the Endangered Species Act that critics say threaten the law itself with extinction. The changes would streamline Section 7, the scientific review of federally funded projects that's used to determine if plants and animals are in jeopardy. Kash Arhar is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks at the Department of the Interior.
What the proposed rules do is to provide directions towards federal agencies as to which way to make the calls on those very marginal areas where you're not sure as to whether it's going to have an effect, may affect, or no effect. That's always sort of a gray area.
The administration wants to make it crystal clear that Section 7 can't be used to protect potentially threatened species from projects that emit greenhouse gases.
It would be irresponsible and improper to use a Endangered Species Act as a backdoor way to regulate or address global warming.
That's Kash Arhar of the Department of the Interior explaining the Bush administration's plan to revise the Endangered Species Act. Lisa Heinzerling has looked at the proposal. She's a professor at Georgetown University Law Center. Welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
According to the Department of Interior, the changes focus exclusively on Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act. And according to them, it's just a minor change, you know.
Yeah, that's wrong. The changes allow an agency, let's say the Department of Transportation, which is proposing an action that may affect an endangered species, to make the call about whether that effect will occur without consulting with the wildlife agencies. And so the agencies such as the Department of Transportation have, first of all, no substantial expertise in deciding whether these effects will occur with respect to endangered species. And second of all, they like building highways, building dams, and so forth. They are not primarily interested in protecting species. And for that reason, the statute requires cooperation between the agencies interested in doing things like building highways and the wildlife agencies that are interested in protecting species.
So when the Department of the Interior and Mr. Arhar say this is just for streamlining and to clarify the project proposal process, you say?
Those are euphemisms. Streamlining in this administration is simply a euphemism for deregulation. And so, sure, it will streamline the process by cutting out a major protection of the Act for species.
You know, it was just a few months ago that Secretary of the Interior Kemp Thorne ruled that the polar bear is a threatened species because of climate change. And now that they're saying specifically, as you heard Mr. Arhar say, we don't want to use the Endangered Species Act as a backdoor for, you know, regulating climate change.
It is quite noteworthy that the agency has found it necessary to change longstanding regulations in order to avoid the conclusion that the statute applies to climate change. So it's taken significant steps to strengthen causation requirements, to tighten the kind of scientific evidence that's required in order to protect species, simply in order to promote its own policy view that the statute doesn't work for this problem. And so to say that the statute is a backdoor way of regulating climate change, I think, gets the cart before the horse. You should look at the statute and see what it says and whether it addresses the problem. And if you don't think it should, then go to Congress for a correction. But what the administration here has done is to say, we don't think it's a good fit for this problem, and so we're going to declare it inapplicable.
Well, why didn't they go to Congress? I mean, it was Congress who made the law. It's Congress who changes the law.
Yeah, and in fact, they went to Congress a couple of years ago to try to get the act changed, and they were unsuccessful. So I view this as a kind of last gasp attempt to make the statute weaker and to try to ensure that the statute doesn't lift a finger to address climate change.
The Endangered Species Act has been around for more than 35 years now. 1,350-some-odd species have been put on the endangered or threatened list. The administration would say, you know, it's not working. Only 17 of the species have recovered. 9 or so have gone extinct while on the list. Things not working. We need to fix it.
I think that's the wrong way to look at it. I think a better way to look at it is to think about what might have happened if the act hadn't been in place. It's not so much exactly how many species have recovered, but how many would have been imperiled if these protections had not been there.
Lisa Heinzerling is a professor at Georgetown University Law Center. She specializes in environmental issues. Coming up, iPods are for the birds, so don't fly away. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.